Let's go. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. It's Monday's show all over again for you on an August 31st. We dove into the week head first, talked about our weekend activities and divorces soaring nationwide. We had some COVIDiots of the day. It's been a little while for that one. The Stone song, Scarlet, is getting remixed again. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd, as we do every single Monday morning. Van Mo's Moondance was featured in Song Stories. Somebody mashed up Karens and death metal, and we got zombies. And we took more job calls in an effort to get you some work. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
How was your weekend? What'd you do?
Amazing. I was down the shore.
Oh, you bastard. Let's not talk to him.
I was down the Allentown.
You were down the Allentown? Yeah.
Topped you there.
How's that view?
Is there riptides in Allentown at this time of year?
There's ripped guys. That's about it. I was one of them.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, let me get this straight. All right. Yesterday, you were at a dinner party watching the golf game?
Yes, I first off, okay, my wife set this up. It's with coworkers. I knew nobody there.
Okay, all right.
So the first thing I did when I got in there
now.
Was I posted up in the seat I knew had the best vantage point for the TV. And then I wormed my way over to the TV. CNN was on. The guy's obsessed with news. I'm like, hey, bro, I think you've caught up for the weekend. There's a golf tournament on. It's wrapping up. Do you mind? He's like, it's fine. Good host. And then I just sat there. Tried to pretend to have conversations with people. Meanwhile, I'm looking, it's going to extra holes. What's happening? That button. Yeah, it was fun.
Meanwhile, what the hell happened to the Orange and the Black?
They ran into a buzzsaw that is the Islanders right now.
Yeah.
Maybe one game left to make a bet on them. Go to Bet River Sportsbook.
Really?
Yeah, so they probably have
because
one.
Because I thought most people want to do that at parks.
Or FanDuel. Trifecta. Bam.
I don't know. There,
and after
knows?
That, we'll play more commercials.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
You're going to find this shocking, but it appears that porn and video games weren't the only moneymakers during the course of this pandemic extravaganza.
I don't believe it.
All right. What do you think is up 34% in this country?
Amazon.
Oh yeah.
No. I'm talking about with people. Not like
streaming subscriptions. Netflix, Amazon
Prime.
Oh,
divorce.
There you go.
Like T-O-Y or maybe yes, you are.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, thank you, Tammy, with your D-I-V-O-R-C-E song. Coronavirus took only 3 weeks for it to destroy a marriage. On average,
I know two couples that are getting divorced.
Yeah, well, really? How newly married are they?
Within a year each.
Yeah, that's what I said. Wow. Newlyweds were hit the hardest, right? You know, you go from getting married to all of a sudden stuck with somebody. All right, couples in southern states were more likely to split up, and the rate of divorcing couples who had children also increased from 2019. The number of life insurance policies and payouts included divorce settlements soared. It soared you had a divorce settlement in oh my God. So for those of you who are still married, don't complain.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
We haven't done this in a while. Even before we get to what we haven't done in a while, they've come through. You might recall a few weeks ago, I said, you know, with all of these kids having to go to, you know, teleschooling, whatever they're calling it, at-home learning.
Right.
There's more than likely a lot of families who are in need of a computer or a second computer. Well, the folks at Comcast have come through for me, and I've got computers to hand out starting on the 14th of September.
Cool.
So we've got laptops for you, and we'll give you more details when that comes up. But right now, there is something coming up that we haven't gotten to in a while. That's the COVIDiots out there. I get up this morning, and I'm looking through the news, and I see this story. And it's there's a young girl who goes to West Cedarburg High School in, I'm not sure what state this is. I think it's Wisconsin, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just don't have enough problems in Wisconsin right now.
Yeah, good point.
All right? Ava Reeves says she noticed a double standard immediately when Cedarburg High School opened in the fall. Students were not required to wear masks, although the school's dress code was held in place.
Okay.
All right? So, none of the kids in the school are wearing masks, and none of the girls at the school can wear clothes that show bare shoulders. No midriff tops.
Okay.
All right, right. No short shorts.
Right.
All right. I can understand the short shorts, but no shorts whatsoever.
Okay.
For girls, right? And no masks. So this girl, along with a friend of hers, started a petition. 1,500 kids checked it.
Mm-hmm.
And the school has decided to change the dress rules.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
But masks are still not needed.
With all due respect, you are an asshole. Whoa! With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
I just can't believe that one. I really just can't believe that one. Oh, don't show your shoulders, but that's okay. Germ up the place.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
The Rolling Stones and Miss You, the John DeBella Show. The Stones have sent off, you know that Scarlet song that they did with Jimmy Page years ago that they're re-releasing, mm-hmm, part of the archival release they're about to do?
Right.
Right now they have sent it off. They brought it up. Then they remixed it. Now they're sending it off to somebody else to remix it again, right? It's a lot of work for an old song. We were fine with it the way it was at first, folks. All right.
You're going to add some DJ scratches?
Yeah, but that's it. Let's see who they are. Are the guys from The Killers.
Oh,
all right. Up in The Killers, Jacques-Luc Comte.
Excuse me? What was that last word?
Comte.
Oh.
Comte.
Sorry.
I have to make sure. I can't say it any other way. All right? Just want to clarify that. That's the only way I can say Comte.
Okay.
All right? Anyway, they've had the help from The Killers, and they're going to, do a remix on Scarlet.
Wow. It's actually going to sound exactly like Mr. Brightside.
Probably.
Right, more than likely.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Cindy's here. She had an exciting weekend catching up on history of Star Wars.
That's right. We're almost to the end of the Star Wars
Ninalgy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
Well, it's a Monday morning, and that means we got to get to the randoms.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, get us started, Cindy.
Okay, John Steinbeck was late turning in his manuscript for Of Mice and Men because his dog ate an early draft.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on, John. You can have a better excuse than that.
Seriously.
Steve?
Until 1966, NBA teams could claim players who played within 50 miles of their arena before the draft. That's how teams managed to get Wilt Chamberlain and Oscar Robertson.
Okay.
It's called a territorial draft.
All right. All right. Dave? Interesting.
Jack Black's mother, Judith Love Cohen, was an engineer who worked on the Hubble telescope.
Jack should be ashamed.
She's ashamed of Jack.
And lastly this morning, the House of Representatives expanded to 435 members in 1911 when the population was 94 million people. Today, their population is around 330 million people, and there are still only 435 members. Obviously, we've run out of idiots.
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Trusted Tax Resolution. Don't face the IRS alone. Visit TrustedTaxResolution.com. When you think about early Van Morrison, actually when you think about most of Van Morrison's career, although he's always been played on rock radio ever since Astral Weeks, his first album, which was a complete flop and is still considered a masterpiece to this day, right? For the most part, if you think about his music, it's not, you wouldn't put it in a rock category.
No.
All right. As a matter of fact, when you look up his Moondance album, the genre is rhythm and blues, soul, rock, jazz, pop, Irish folk.
Wow.
That's how they put it. So when Gary Malabar, who was the drummer who worked with Steve Miller, Eddie Money, Bruce Springsteen, was asked to be the drummer on Moondance, Well, he remembers some of the things about those sessions.
I knew the tune was real good, but it was so contrary to everything that was going on in rock at that time. It was a daring move. I said, well, you know what this thing's got to have, and it's got to have this little jazz beat for this tune to be right. There was really no other way to play it at that time. We recorded Moondancer, I think, in about 3 or 4 takes. Real simple.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Cindy, if you were to go to our Facebook page,
okay,
it seems some creative person has come up with, you know, with Halloween coming, everybody's looking for, you know, some sort of mask of some kind or some sort of costume that, of course, isn't cultural appropriation, right? This guy came up with what he calls the Karen mask. I don't know if you seen this yet?
I'm looking at it. It's some kind of weird glow-in-the-dark eyes thing.
Oh, no. Go down to the comments.
No. Go down to the comments. Go down below.
Yeah.
That's the right response.
My God.
Yeah. There's the screaming Karen. It's really intense. And then some other guy, the first thing that you saw was a link to this video. This is the audio I'm going to play. Where some guy decided to take a bunch of the Karen videos that we've seen of people just like freaking out Karens, right? And change the sound into that of zombies. Add some metal music and you get... It's... Wait till you see the video happen.
It happens.
It works so well.
It's so good. It is so good.
Especially that one.
Yeah.
That last one at the end. That.
I'm in here, and John's playing it at like 5 a.m., and I'm thinking, what the hell are you listening to?
Oh, Casey has a new song out. Oh,
and
cool. He went a little dark.
He says, come around the side of the board and look at this video. And it works so good.
They're licking windows, doing all kinds of stuff.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
We're getting ready to go. We got a couple of people online who want to talk about the jobs that they're looking for the job board. As you know, we've been doing this for some time now, for about 5 weeks, trying to help people find work and trying to help companies find workers. Tri-County Security Agency is hiring security officers. Boise Cascade, the largest distributor of building materials in the country, is looking for entry-level sales and marketing specialists. John Paul of Philadelphia is looking for a professional stylist to join their team. Buco di Beppo, Bertucci's, and Bravo are looking for folks for all positions that they have. Look, folks, if you're looking for work, go to the JDB Show job board on WMGK.com and see the jobs that are available, or send us information to jobs at WMGK.com about the type of job that you are looking for. But right now,
working for a living, living out of working, taking what they're given, cause I'm working for a living.
Well, here it is, time once again for us to get to the John DeBella Show job board. And our first applicant is Maria Foss. Hi, Maria. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
That's good. All right. Tell me about yourself. What were you doing? What are you trying to do?
Almost 19 years with a historic preservation architectural firm. I was the person behind the scenes that made everything run smoothly and made everybody look excellent.
Oh, so you were an administrative assistant.
Yes.
You covered the boss's ass. That was your job.
I was that person, yes.
Okay, yeah, we've got one of those too, right? And believe me, we know our boss well, and his ass seriously needs to be covered. All right. Is there anything that you could tell people as to why they should hire you, you know, why you're the candidate that they are looking for?
Well, I have 20-plus years experience in the administrative services and support. I have strong analytical and organizational skills. I'm very knowledgeable in the MS Office Suite. I also have experience with Adobe, and I'm familiar with Access and InDesign.
Okay,
so
wow.
I have a
Yeah. All right. So you definitely need glasses and have a stiff neck a lot of the times, because it seems seems like you're spending a lot of time on a computer.
Absolutely. I'm the go-to person.
You sound like a go-to person, Maria. I hope to God someone out there is looking for someone with your qualifications, because you definitely sound like a person who, well, is an administrative assistant and knows how to take care of everything that other people are letting fall through the cracks.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Well, her name is Maria Foss, and her name and all of her information will be on the John DeBella Show job board on WMGK.com. Good luck to you, Maria. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Our next applicant is Paul Falenki. Paul is, he's looking for work as well. What are you trained as? What do you want to do, Paul?
I have about 25 years of experience in a manufacturing operations professional in the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
I would like to stay in the pharmaceutical industry because of the background that I have and the knowledge I could bring forth in going forward.
Does this knowledge work for any other industries? You know, obviously you've been working in pharmaceuticals. More than likely, that knowledge can help you in other manufacturing areas.
Oh, absolutely. My background, my knowledge can fit any type of manufacturing position that is being available, whether it be food, cosmetic, general industry, general manufacturing processes. My background is well-rounded to fit that.
As this manager, you're actually managing the people much more than the packaging itself. You're managing them doing the job that they're supposed to do.
It's a togetherness program. In order to have an output, you must have the people skilled to do, and then you must have the machines to make it happen. So you are doing both and managing both situations at the same time.
Well, he is Paul Falenki, and we're going to call you a manufacturing manager. How's that? Yeah, better than pharmaceutical, because I started off with pharmaceutical, but that's where you came from. You're a manufacturing manager.
Yes, sir. That is correct, John.
Okay. Well, Paul Falenki is our manufacturing manager, and if you're looking for somebody like him, all of his information is on the John DeBella Show job board at WMGK.com. If you're looking for work as well, make sure you send an email to jobs@WMGK.com, and if you're an employer looking for people, send it to the same email address. Paul, the best of luck to you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, John. Have a good day.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to thin the herd.
Thin the herd.
Well, do you ever have a day where things just keep spiraling down and nothing goes right? Well, that happens for criminals, too. A 36-year-old guy in Canada named Gatan Henry got his truck stuck on a bridge in the middle of nowhere last week, so he decided to steal a piece of construction equipment to get it out. He took a skidder from a nearby logging company. Now, a skidder is like, imagine a bulldozer that has just a big claw on the front of it to pick up logs with. All right? Well, he decided they would use that to get his truck unstuck from the bridge. But he didn't know what he was doing. He lost total control of the skidder and accidentally crushed his own truck by running it over. All right? He then followed that up with another bad decision to report the truck as stolen. As soon as the cops looked into it, they realized what has happened, and he is facing charges for public mischief and theft of a motor vehicle worth over $5,000. And he's going to jail.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
Richard Jordahl. He is 59, and he went to a small plane rental shop in Astoria, Oregon on Tuesday. He tried to rent a plane, and they said no, because you don't have a pilot's license.
That's smart.
Right.
That's smart management there.
Well, he went back that night and stole the keys to the plane and flew it away anyway. He then crashed it into Olympic National Park near La Push, Washington, which is a four-hour drive, so he had that plane in the air for about an hour.
Wow.
Before he crashed it. Navy rescue crews found him 12 hours later, and he was rushed to the hospital, shockingly in critical condition.
Kind of impressed he survived.
In the herd.
I am too, because it's
really
in a
impressed.
Forest. He crashed in a forest.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, actually. I got a super stupid returning to the scene of the crime story. A 27-year-old guy named Herbert, which I love, McClellan, went to a Speedway gas station in Clearwater, Florida, around 2 a.m. last Tuesday. The clerk got distracted. Herbert reaches over the counter, steals over $100 worth of lottery scratchers, And then he comes back to the store to claim his $30 prize that he scratched off. Probably the same damn cashier. Employees, of course, recognized him, called the cops. He was arrested for petty theft and dealing in stolen property.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this woman is lucky she has access to a good legal team because she's going to need it. 38-year-old Rena Sanders is a lawyer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and on last Monday, she led police on a drunken high speed chase. A cop pulled her over, pulled her Lexus over, and when they clocked her doing 80 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone, but she still didn't stop. She hit 90 miles an hour, fishtailed, and almost crashed at one point. Cops finally boxed her in and ordered her out of the car at gunpoint. Mm. Once they had her in custody, she tried to talk her way out of it by name-dropping a bunch of celebrities she supposedly hung out with, including Owen Wilson, Ryan Reynolds, and The Rock. You can't arrest me. I hung out with these people. Right. She then got her into jail, where she demanded that they order her a pizza. Right. Well, they ignored that, too. She's facing charges of reckless driving, DUI, resisting arrest, and drug possession because they found edibles in her purse. She was released on a $56,000 bond, and she claims that she's 100% innocent.
In the herd.
Not for long.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.